Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures. Anybody thankful for the Scriptures?
Yes.
1 Corinthians, the second chapter. We began some weeks ago on a series we're calling Faith in the Power. Faith in the Power. I believe this is part 6 now. So if you haven't been with us for the previous ones, let me encourage you to catch up with us. You can go online, download it, won't cost you anything. And like we say around here, no charge means no excuse for not knowing it, not getting it. 1 Corinthians 2 and 3, Paul by the Holy Spirit said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Now we know he's a spiritual man, and he's a man of faith, and he's a man of God. But he knew how limited he was in himself and in his flesh. And he said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. He was an educated man and apparently a really an eloquent speaker. And yet he said, I wasn't relying on that at all. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Somebody say demonstration. Of the Spirit and of power. I don't know of anything any more exciting than demonstration of the Spirit and power. Hallelujah. Now the Scripture warns about groups and those in the last days that would have a form of godliness, but they would do what? They would deny the power. Why? Well, they're okay as long as it's just words and talk. But if some kind of manifestation begins to occur, that absolutely just is too much for a lot of people. I mean, something as simple as speaking in tongues scares some church-going folks. Is that right? And if they can't handle that little manifestation, what could they handle? And it's because many times people, they don't believe in the power of God. They believe in doctrines, creeds, but they don't, when it comes to the power, it's too much for them. But he went on to say, verse 5, he said, I was not with you with man's wisdom and enticing words, but in demonstration of the Spirit and in power, so that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men. He said, I didn't want your faith to be in what I know or my ability to speak. And you'll see, this is 1 Corinthians 2, you'll see that he talked about strife and division in the next chapter. And people saying, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of this one. And why would you do that? Because your faith is in their knowledge and what they know. Find it in the Word.
Yes.
Find Scripture for it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Get it for yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then when you get it from Him, from the Word and from the Spirit, and you do it, and God shows up and does it, your faith's not in a man anymore.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right?
Your faith is in the God from who the power comes from.
Yes.
And your faith is in His power.
Yes.
Don't put too much emphasis on somebody's book.
That's right.
I had a lady come to me one time. She was upset with what I had preached. And she said, no. She said, "Now it's like the song says." I said, "What?" She said, "The song." She's talking about a song in a hymnal. She was correcting scripture I had preached with a song. Well, millions of people don't know any better than that. Well, their faith is in the wisdom of the man or woman that wrote that song. That's not faith in the power of God. I don't care who it is. If it's something you heard me preach or whoever, if it was good, it came from God.
Right.
It just came through them. Is that right?
Yeah.
You'll find it in the Bible, and it came by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And you're thankful for the vessel, but your faith is not in the vessel. Your faith is in the source.
Yes.
Somebody say, "I have faith in the power of God." Hallelujah. Well, that means you believe it's real then. And you're not just going to fall off your chair when some of it manifests. Thanks be to God. He is real. He is faithful. He is good. Go with me to John, please. Gospel account of John, the 2nd chapter. John 2. Now, for the last couple of sessions that we've camped on this, we talked about coming close to God and coming closer to God. Why? Because He is the source of the power. And if you're hungry to have more manifestations of the power of God, draw closer to the source.
Amen.
And He said, "Draw near to me," or as well, one translation said, "Come close to me." And what would He do?
Amen.
"I'll come close to you."
Amen.
Well, the closer you get to the fire, the more heat you feel.
Yes.
Right? And the closer to the power you get, the more power you're going to sense and experience. You can live cold and distant, or you can live close. Hallelujah. Close. You know, Moses got close to God for 40 days and nights. And when he came down, his face shined like a flashlight. Isn't that right? And it was so unusual to the people. They said, "Man, you got to cover that up. We can't." And so he had to put something over his head because it was so outstanding. Hallelujah. And it wasn't radiating from him as a source. It's because he got close to the source and absorbed some of this glory and some of this power. Is it real, friend? Thank you, Lord. And we talked about and shouted about last couple of times how that we can come close by faith, and how in the Spirit there's no distance. That by faith you can come in contact with Him with your heart and come boldly right before the very throne of grace into the presence of the Lord. If you put your mind on Him and you put your heart and your faith towards Him, just like that, you can close the distance and be there. We need to practice this more and more. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Certainly we do. I want to go back to something we touched on and expand it. If you're going to talk about the power of God, you need to camp on this real strong. We've touched on it, but we need to do it some more. John 2. In John 2 here is the record of the first miracle that Jesus ministered. Anybody remember what it was? And we know it was the first one because the Bible says it was. It was the beginning of miracles. And so it was a manifestation of power. The water was turned into wine. Is that a demonstration of power? The water turned into wine. Have you read it? Is that a miracle?
Yes.
Do you believe that's a fairy tale?
No.
That's fictional?
No.
Or did it actually happen?
It
happened. So if you don't believe that actually happened, you probably don't believe in the virgin birth either.
Yeah.
Or the literal physical resurrection.
Amen.
Or God creating the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
So if you don't believe in miracles, you just don't believe in God. If you believe in the God of the Bible, you have to believe in things you can't explain. Elsewise, you don't believe the book. Are there any amazing things from Genesis to Revelation? Are there one after another, after another, after another? Amazing things. The splitting of the Red Sea. You know, it's laughable. Some of these shows that try to explain what happened. Well, it was, you know, there was an earthquake and the water ran over here. And they, well, what's an even bigger miracle then? They said it was only ankle deep. Well, the Pharaoh and all his bunch drowned in ankle deep water. No. And what you see is natural man who does not believe trying to explain a miracle. And that's never going to work. It's simple. You either believe it or you don't. I, for one, am a Bible believer. How about you? And I'm sure God could explain it and give you the scientific and mathematical formulas for it. I doubt you'd understand a lot of it. But it happens by the power of God. That's what keeping gravity, holding my feet on the ground right now. That's what's keeping the sun burning. Do you believe it? All the planets in their orbits, all things are upheld by the word of His power. And here, He manifested a little bit of His power and changed water into wine. In apparently a moment of time, a flash of time. It was water, and they dipped it out, and they put it in a cup, and it wasn't water anymore.
That's right. Amen.
What happened? Now, apparently, there was no drum roll. There was no thunder. There was no lightning flash. Most people, now this is very important, most people didn't know a miracle had occurred. Many miracles are that way. They happen so fast, and they happen in ways because God is not trying to prove to everybody He exists through spectacular things. See, some people say, well, I'm praying that God would start doing such amazing signs and wonders that everybody would believe. He's not going to do things to the degree that it doesn't take faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.